Welcome back into SST, getting your work week started off right. Chuck and Jordan, happy to have you along with us. Right now we head to the phone lines. Head football coach for the Cherokee Indians, Limus McDonald, kind enough to join us on the program today. Coach, how are you? What's been going on with you?
I'm doing fine. Just trying to enjoy the summer break and get as much work in as we can.
Well, Coach, you guys had a phenomenal season last season. Now, of course, I know that your guys were focused on one thing, and that was winning a championship, which I think that's what a lot of guys don't focus on, what the ultimate goal is. However, you finished off the year with a 9-4 record, made it to the third round of the playoffs, ran into a very, very talented Pickens County team. Your only two losses during the regular season were to 3A West Morgan and to a Red Bay. Well, you had Red Bay, Hackleburg, which is a very, very talented team, and then West Morgan. Looking back on last season, Coach, one of the better seasons that Cherokee has had in quite some time. What do you remember the most about that?
Well, just the excitement of the kids in the community, rallying behind the kids, and the kids starting to see that they can do some great things, and seeing it all come together.
Now, you had a phenomenal athlete in Orion Strong, one of the area's most touted quarterbacks, a young man who is heading on to the next level to play. You're losing him in a time where it's, you know, the quarterback, when you can return a quarterback, you're looking at a good team for the next season. But no longer having Orion, I believe that Javar is who you're going to turn to. What are you looking at the quarterback position?
Oh, well, we're just excited about the opportunity be able to look at some other kids. As far as Ryan is concerned, you know you're going to lose him because he's a senior. So you expect that that's a position you got to replace. So that's just a natural loss. Jabbar is asking him, one of the best, you know, we've had around there for a little while. He transferred to Muscle Shoals during the offseason. So he'll be a Trojan this year. So he doesn't factor into how we attack this year, but we got Trey LaFan. Will be a senior who will step in. He's running back last year, and he'll be taking over the duties.
Okay.
I apologize to you. That's something I probably should have said to you off air, and you wouldn't have asked that question.
Well, no, that's fine. I just, you know, we like to talk about things. That's something I didn't know. So you're looking at Trey LaFan, a guy who really did a good job of running the rock for you last season. Who all do you have coming back that you expect a lot from, Coach?
Well, we're expecting a lot from every one of our guys. We only have about 17 Washington players out. That's not something you expect after epic year. But with a few transfers that happened and a couple of kids that we would like to have quite not on board yet, our numbers aren't quite high. But one thing I do believe is that when you do go out on the battlefield, you got to have the guys that want to be with you and want to work for your program. And I think we got 16, 17 guys that are working real hard. We add our JV to it. That should get us up between 25 to 30 kids. And, you know, just looking forward to working hard and maximizing your ability. Their teams, last year's team could have been a state champion. They made it to the third round. That's disappointing, but that's also getting close to the goal where we could reach. Every year, I believe you got to look at your team and decide, hey, is this a third-round team? Is this a first-round team? Is this a playoff team? I believe you got to at least meet those minimum goals. Anything could happen from that standpoint. So that's what we expect for this team. We've got the last 2 years of taste of the playoffs. We don't expect to regress back to not make the playoffs. And once we get in, we'll see how far we can go.
Limus McDonald, he's the head football coach of the Cherokee Indians, joining us on Shoals Sports Talk today. Coach, you open up the season at R.A. Hubbard, and then you come home against Colbert County before having an off week and then jumping into region play. What do you expect from your guys early on in the season? What are you going to be looking at?
Well, I just got to be technique sound. I don't want to continue to beat a Hubbard or compete with a Colbert County. Let your guys be technique sound. They execute in those areas. So that will be our emphasis all summer, just making sure that we cover the techniques and things that sound football require. You know, you play sound football and take advantage of the opportunity that our team, you know, you got to protect that ball and you got to take it away. You got to score in the red zone and you got to be able to get stops in the red zone on defense. Special teams can't hurt you, has to be able to contribute. So we got to get something out of all phases of the game. We won't be as up-tempo as we've been in the past. We'll try to slow it down some a little bit this year, but Coach Farmer did a great job with Dolphins last year. He's coming back, broke a lot of single-season scoring records for Cherokee. So we think we got all the right people in place. We just got to come back and put the work together, stay healthy, and see how far we can go.
Coach, this is Chuck Hammer here on Shoal Sports Talk. One quick question from me. You know, I think it was about a month ago the Times Daily ran a story about some flooding issues over there with your guys' football stadium. I just wanted to get an update on what's going on with that.
Well, we've had great support from the surrounding community and different legislators that have come in. Johnny McMorrow, I believe it's his name. I think I got it right. They're meeting on Thursday. Engineers have come in and gave us a plan to fix it. One engineer actually came in and want to volunteer a lot of the service. But it's just a spring. It's an underground spring. When it rains a lot, it just comes out of the ground like a pipe has been broken from a regular city line. And it floods the field, which makes it hard. And we always kind of cautious, don't know if we're going to be able to play during the season when we have home game schedules due to that. So far, we hadn't had that problem, and now they're getting ready to put what is called a French drain in and fix the problem. So we're excited about that and just thank the Lord for the great people who are stepping in there.
Linus McDonald, the head football coach of the Cherokee Indians, joining us on Shoal Sports Talk today. Coach, I know you guys have a lot of plans this summer. What all are you going to be doing with your guys? Are you going to 7-on-7 camp somewhere? I know you're working out all the time now. What all are your summer plans?
Well, we got 7-on-7 camp scheduled. We'll hit 2 or 3 that'll be local. We won't go as far as we did last year. We love the Jacksonville team camp, so we'll try to hook our guys for that later on in July for the Jacksonville team camp. And outside of there, get the guys to a couple of colleges. My former college defensive coordinator, John Chase, is at Arkansas now. So I'll spend a little time over there when I'm going to take Dawson Dean, our linebacker, so he can have a good up-close look at him and try to help him in getting recruited in the SEC type area. But then we'll also hit the local colleges in the state to try to, you know, give our guys an opportunity to be seen.
Give me one or two players, Coach, that you think are flying under the radar who deserve to be recognized for how talented they really are.
Well, I think, first of all, it would be Dawson Dean. He's a linebacker, 6 feet, about 185, close to maybe, you know, about 200 pounds for us. One of those guys that has a nose for the ball, he plays hard. There's a motor that doesn't stop, so I'm excited about seeing him. He's been with me since I got there. Now he's a senior season. So I'm excited about seeing what he can do. Trailer fan, who was a quarterback most of his life, and then Orion shows up. he had to take a second seat to that. So now he gets an opportunity to go back to a position that he had excelled in most of his young career. So, you know, just great opportunity to see those guys. We have a partner, Mario Padron, brother Willie Padron, but Mario will be a senior this year. He only missed 2 extra points last year. I think he was 41 out of 43 attempts. So it's nice to have a guy that, you know, if you can get it down in range, you can walk away with 3, and if you score, that you can be consistent with your extra points. It makes it different than your game.
Coach, you guys have some fundraisers going on this summer. What all are you doing out there to help boost the funds for the Indians football program?
We've got 1 or 2. We're going to do 1 or 2 dates at Walmart or Sam. They are waiting on them to give me the dates right now where we're going to be out there doing the fundraising. Then in August, after the first weekend in August or the second, I scheduled it for the first weekend of the Ford dealership is not able to host it on the first weekend in August. We're going to do it on the second weekend, where the drive program, where we get so much of a donation from people just coming by and test driving the cars. So, again, we're just looking forward to another great year. You still visit the restaurants and different places in Cherokee, and they're talking about last season. So people are still excited, and they don't want to go back to the dormant way of football season when it comes to playoffs. In the area, they are putting a lot of expectations on us, and hopefully we can meet those expectations.
He's Lymus McDonald, the head coach for your Cherokee Indians. Coach, always good to hear from you. Happy to talk to you. And best of luck to your guys as they get ready for next season, working hard this summer. We'll be in contact with you again, okay?
All right, God bless. Have a good day.
Thank you, Coach. That was Lymus McDonald, the head coach of the Cherokee Indians. Always a good guy to talk to.
Yeah, sorry I didn't have any more questions for him, but I thought that was a really important question to get out there about the field. That's great that there's been movement on that.
Right.
I know that's not only something that they got to worry about on game day, Jordan, but it's also something to worry about with practice because their field doesn't dry out as quickly as everybody else. I guess I didn't know there was a natural spring underneath the field. That's fascinating.
If you're looking for some well water, I guess.
And I kind of surprised myself a little bit there when he said French drain. I actually know what that is.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah.
To put something like that in, that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a lot of money too.
So
those are tough things to put
in. I'm glad that they've got that going on out there. We care about all our schools so much, and breaking some news here on Fox Sports Shoals on a Monday afternoon. How about that with the transfer of Javar
yeah,
to Muscle Shoals?
Was not expecting that at all. Hadn't heard that. My ear, trying to keep an ear to the ground as much as I can, but. Javar was the guy that they were tabbing to be their quarterback down at Cherokee this
year. Now, what do you think, with that being said, big loss for Cherokee, but where does he play for Muscle Shoals?
Well, he was a wide receiver for the Indians. He played defensive back, and then he could also play quarterback. I really don't know, because I would imagine at Muscle Shoals, most of those guys are going to play one side of the ball, one side only. He's tall.
He played defense, obviously, at Cherokee
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he did. He played DB. Yeah.
And maybe a DB.
Maybe. Maybe a safety. I think he played maybe safety at Cherokee. Maybe they look at him at safety, but when you look at his size, you look at his leaping ability, his athleticism, you would imagine wide receiver would be a fantastic spot for him. But with that being said, Muscle Shoals is not a...
They don't throw the ball.
They're not a program who throws the ball. Even though Terrell McDonald, I'm telling you, I would put him up against just about anybody in the area throwing the football. He throws a beautiful ball. So I don't know if he's going to go wide receiver. Maybe they feel like he can help them more on defense. I guess we'll find out come the fall, right?
Yeah.
It's the only
and
way
and
we,
it'll
the only
be interesting to hear. Hopefully this year we'll get a chance to talk to Coach Scott Basden over there and find out what they are planning to do with this young man. Because without a shadow of a doubt, you know, you see a guy transfer from a 1A program to a 6A program and you may go, hey, he may be stacked up behind some guys. You know, 1A football, you're playing a different level than 6A. But, hey, this is a young man that could step on the field and play for anybody in the
yeah,
Shoals.
He's a great athlete. He really is. And it's a huge loss for Cherokee and a big game for Muscle Shoals.